so Bhagava Arahant Samma Sambuddho Suvakato Yena Bhagavata Dhammo Supatipanno Yassa Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Tamayang Bhagavantang Sadamang Sasangang Ime hi sakare hi atarahang Aropite hi abhipu Sāduno bhante bhagavā sucira parinipotopi pachima janata nukampamanasa ime sakare Dukkata panakara bhute patiganhatu amhakang dikharatang hitaya sukaya alahang sammasambuddho bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi Suvakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Itipiso Bhagava Arahang Samma Sambuddho Vichacharana Sampanno Sugato Lokavidu Anuttaro Purissa Dhamma Sarati Satade Vamanusanang Buddho Bhagava Tamahang Bhagavantang Abhipujayami Tamahang Bhagavantang Sirasanamami Suvakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipasiko Opanayiko Pachatang Veditapo Vinyuhi Tamahang Dhammang abhipujayami tamaham dhammam sirasanamami supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho ujjhapatipanno bhagavato savakasangho yāyāpatipanno bhagavato savakasangho samīcipatipanno bhagavato savakasangho yadidaṃ cattari purisāyugāni ātha purisā pugalā esa bhagavato savakasangho āhuneyo pāhuneyo dākhineyo anjali karaniyo anuttarang punyaketang lokasa tamahang sangang abhipujayami tamahang sangang sirasanamami.
Now the Metta Sutta in English.
This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, busy with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be happy. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be happy. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, freed from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to false views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good.